The pronouncement concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos saw. Lift up a flag on the bare hill, raise your voice to them, wave the hand that they may enter the doors of the nobles. I have commanded my consecrated ones, I have also called for my warriors who boast in my eminence to execute my anger. A sound of a roar on the mountains like that of many people, a sound of an uproar of kingdoms, of nations gathered together. The Lord of armies mustering the army for battle. They are coming from a distant country, from the farthest horizons. The Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore all hands will fall limp, and every human heart will melt. They will be terrified. Pains and anguish will take hold of them. They will writhe like a woman in labor. They will look at one another in astonishment, their faces aflame. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, cruel with fury and burning anger, to make the land a desolation. And he will exterminate its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not flash their light. The sun will be dark when it rises, and the moon will not shed its light. So I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their wrongdoing. I will also put an end to the audacity of the proud, and humiliate the arrogance of the tyrants. I will make mortal men scarcer than pure gold, and mankind than the gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will be shaken from its place at the fury of the Lord. Through. And anyone who is captured will fall by the sword. Their little ones also will be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered and their wives raped. Behold, I am going to stir up the maids against them who will not value silver or take pleasure. The young men, they will not even have compassion on the fruit of the womb, nor will their eye pity children. And Babylon, the beauty of kingdoms, the glory of the Chaldeans' pride will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited or lived in from generation to generation, nor creatures will lie down there, and their houses will be full of owls. Ostriches also will live there, and shaggy goats will frolic there. Hyenas will howl in their fortified towers, and jackals in their luxury.